All right. Hi there. It's Rocket in here, your podcaster. And this is my second podcast that Rexford A. Bristol wrote in the 1970s. And this one, it is dated September 19, 1970. Mr. G. Lubriere, General Foreman, Uniroyal Inc., Chemical Division, P.O. Box 73496, Baton Rouge, Louisiana 70807. Oh, by the way, the stamp that I'm looking at is actually the first day of issue for Stone Mountain Memorial. So here he goes. Dear Mr. Lubriere, how do you comment on those men memorialized on such a vast scale on Stone Mountain and honored today with the new first day of issue stamp? Second paragraph. Credit them perhaps. First, as sincere Americans with many dedicated followers. Next, as impassioned dissenters who eventually implemented their dissent by recourse to arms. The internecine struggle which followed was a tragic, unwelcome interlude in American history. And yet, in retrospect, it is ever difficult to fault deeply held conviction in anyone, courage in face of overwhelming odds, or the display of outstanding competence and ability. Wow, I'm having a tongue twister. So the third, or the next paragraph, the carving of the leaders of the Confederacy, the size of a 30-story building, required more than 60 years and the hands and skills of three different individuals to compete. It succeeds in blending well into the massive 1680-foot granite background of Stone Mountain, a famous landmark outside of Atlanta, Georgia. Next paragraph. There's a certain archness in our use of the word blending above, since it allows calling attention to a new Foxboro digital blending system. This inline method of controlling more accurately blended product processing is known as Foxboro Blendtrol. And if we may be permitted one further commercial reference in this otherwise somewhat solemn overall discussion, Blendtrol is doing just great. And then he put the parenthesis, as we felt certain it would, in industries like food, petroleum, chemicals, and cement. Last paragraph, all of which, of course, is of the subject of the carving, the huge, impressive memorial to Jefferson Davis, Robert E. Lee, and Thomas J. Stonewall Jackson, three giants in their own time who supported an epoch cause destined to fail. Cordially, the Foxboro Company, Rexford A. Bristol. You know, this is very interesting to me. I never heard of it before. So I think I'm going to go and Google the Stone Mountain. This is one eye-opening for me that I would like to know more. So anyway, this is my podcast for today. And thank you for listening. You come back again, okay? Bye.